Hello, this is Melissa Rowe, and I'm here with a few questions for Android people. Now, this is going to be a, I'm actually here with a question that anybody can answer. This is going to be a question that does partake mostly with Google, has a little bit to do with Android. Of course, Android is Google, but the whole point is, okay, so I'm starting a writing project. And I made the mistake of starting it in Google Keep, you know, because I really like the simplicity of Google Keep. But I really wanted it to be in Google Docs, because in Google Docs, you can actually export your doc to Word. At least I've seen that as an option on the Android app. Now, what I've been doing is I'm starting a writing project, and I want to do all the typing while I'm outdoors with my little keyboard case on my tablet. You know, this way it could be more handheld, more portable. I want to step outside in a few minutes and do a little bit of writing. But of course, with small keyboards and keyboards that have weird apostrophes and with the way they go, I'm bound to make a lot of grammatical errors, a lot of spelling mistakes and you know, punctuation, you know, situations. And of course, that was no more true than when I exported my Google Keep note to Google Docs. First of all, the title, Unseen Beauty, was messed up. So I had to, and that's not an actual title. It's just a working title. That's what I'm working with. That's what I've named the project. Hello. Off now. Thank you. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to do all the typing outdoors and then come in on my laptop and do all the editing / revising and stuff like that. Now, there's no simple way that, from what I've seen, to, there's no simple way that I've seen to enable or edit with Google Docs, because it's on a web page and you have to edit it that way. But the edit field is not, it is an edit field, but it's kind of weird. I've had a hard time with it, with Internet Explorer. The good thing is that no matter what edit you make, it automatically saves it. It saves it to Google Drive. And I'm not sure what else, but it saves it to Google Drive, and I don't exactly know where it saves it in Google Drive, but I'll have to look. But the cool thing is they have a Google Docs app for the iPhone, for the Android, and of course, there's a Google Docs app for your desktop. What I want to do is be able to make revisions or edit the document that I'm typing on the go. Do you know of a simple way to edit a Google Doc app on the desktop? Now, I did install the Google Docs app on my iPhone, but I won't be using it as much. It's more of just a, you know, I have it on another device to manage and possibly share. I also have Google Keep, and I really love Google Keep. And now that I have exported my notes to a document, I'm going to delete that note with all the mistakes. But I really like the whole idea of being able to, type it on one device and be able to edit it on another. But I found, even with, they have a screen reader mode enabled. And I tried Google Chrome, and it was slightly better. It was a slightly better experience. Have you guys edited Google Docs, and which do you think is better to edit with, JAWS or NVDA? I found the reading process with JAWS to be quite sluggish, and spaces were never spoken, capital letters were never spoken, so I wasn't sure if I was capitalizing a letter or what the deal was with that situation. So if you guys have any idea of how I can edit on a desktop, if there's an easier applet that would be a sort of like a Microsoft Word, even though it's not Microsoft Word, but sort of in that area where I just have the document to toy around with, and then I could save the document and it would sync up to the cloud. Because I, it just, is there a better way to edit these Google Docs? Because I really would like to edit, and get myself, you know, out there and, do some more writing, but I like to revise it as I go, or not so much revise it, but edit it as I go. And it's difficult to do on the laptop because it's so sluggish. So if anybody has any ideas to, any advice to help me improve on that, once I'm pretty much done with the bare bones of the project, I'm going to export to Word and then do some serious, probably revising after that. But right now, while it is an ongoing project, I would like to be able to edit in the Google Docs platform. If there's anyone that has any ideas of how to improve the editing experience with Google Docs, please, 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 either send me a, maybe not an AudioBoo DM, because I know you can't do that on the app anymore, but send me an email. And I wanted to also, there is a certain person who commented on my last boo. You know who you are. I don't want to call your name out and be, you know, because I don't think that's appropriate to be calling your name, people's name out in public. But no, I mean it as a good thing. I would like for you to email me so we can chat, because I've been wanting to chat with you for like ages, but with Audio Boom becoming so impersonal, not only allowing us to do DMs, email me morningsong24@gmail.com. You commented on my last boot. A quick good night from Cork, Ireland. Stream recording, pause recording, button, notification, Periscope, now, all among the Cork is live. Yeah. She commented on my last boo, and she was talking about the whole, you know, how, what she believes, you know, she is also having trouble with the app and things of that and yada yada. So I saw your comment. It was very nice. It was very sweet. Totally awesome. So, please, 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 email me, because I'd like to chat, you know? It's been kind of impersonal with Audio Boom. But I didn't want to, like, say, hey, email me in public with your name there, and I didn't think it would be appropriate. So, yeah, if you would, email me, morningsong24@gmail.com, if you hear this Audio Boom. The rest of you, if you have any suggestions, just email me anyway, or tweet me, morning_song on Twitter. I don't know if this person has Twitter. They could also tweet me as well. But if you have any suggestions, please send them my way, because I'd like to improve the editing experience on my Google Doc so I can write and then come back and be able to edit efficiently, because this is rather slow and sluggish when I get the web page to finally behave. I'm definitely going to be writing too when I have the time, especially after the holidays and stuff, because I pretty much have the full month of January off, because spring session at college doesn't start until the end of January. But I definitely want to do a lot as far as adding to my podcast, writing to Google as far as improving the editing experience. I'm glad that they have screen reader support, but it needs to be drastically improved. So give me some pointers, guys. Let me know what works. And awesome. I look forward to hearing from you. Take care and have a wonderful day. God bless.